Monday the 1st of February, Yud Zayin Shvat, Rabbi Chaim Kirshner, the Schar of the Mountains on which the Torah was not given.
The Havana Pshuta of the mountains that came from Matan Torah, HaTovo VaHaKarmel. The Havana Pshuta is when the Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk in Tehillim Samaches, Lama Terat Zedun, Harim Gavnunim, Haha Chomad Elikim Leshivtai. And the Gemara Darshan, the Chazal Darshan, Harim Gavnunim, why are you running? Why in such a rush? Ki'ilu, that this is something that's special and available to you. Gavnunim atem iloshen gibein oidak, baleimum, a hunchback. Not for you. The Avon HaPshuta is, a bale gaiva, Hasinai was chosen not smilus for another, and Beretzim does not, they were in the wrong. They were badly in the wrong. V'im hoyo hadover kain, there'd be no musig of schar. And there's a chazal mefur, sheyalkut in Shoiftim, Simen Mem Zayin, on the posuk of Shiras Devayo, Anoichi Hashem, Anoichi Yashiro, that describes a schar that both Hatovai and HaKarmel were given. V'im kain, the Havona Apshuta cannot be correct. L'cha'ayra, the Havona is more that we have a klal, also learned from the Shia, that keli va'anvehu. When we do a mitzvah, do it nice. And a shein a'ifen. And shein means, kavana pshuta, where you make a shul, on the nicest possible way. See, for Torah, the me'il, the cloth should be nice, everything should be nice. The kether of a sefer Torah, silver, gold. The havana, as we understand it, poshut. That is what is used. That is how one goes about using things for... And that's called correct. They said, these mountains that are tall, said it's not Torah, Torah is being given. Zer keli v'anvehu, do it on a nice mechubadik amokim. What's wrong with that? Nice tall mountain, a place to come. Why should we say that just because they are tall and they offered their services, they were in the wrong? Behemoth in the Chazal, there's no mention. The kiddo, it's posta maisa, gaivasa, pushing other people out of the way. No mention of that. Ha ha choma de likim leshivtai. Kadosh Baruch said a chiddush. That even though there's a musag of zekeiv and veyu poshet, but wherever there are toyotik gedorim, they take preference. You don't understand, said Kadosh Baruch Hu. Giving toyot is not just where aesthetically it looks good, it looks nice. It has to be with the most important musig for Torah, that's another. Ha'o chomad elikim l'shivta yishar Sinai. So you're going wrong. But we can understand you for what you did. And the way you put yourself out. Shebo b'teref. They rushed to come. Say Chazal was zeicha to a schar godl. And the schar was into. That's the Loshon HaYalkut in Shoftim. It's Perek Remeon, Anoichi Hashem, Anoichi Yashiro, to how Tovoi was given the unbelievable victory of Baruch, also that Shias Devaya, Baruch Udvaya Hanaviah, that Sisa's army was annihilated, a large army, modern equipment, the 900 Rechev Barazel, the best army in its time, annihilated on Har Tovoi. That Nitzochoin, says the Medrash, was Schar. Schar, because it came running for Torah, there was zeicha to this great mice of Kiddush Hashem much, much later on. Har Karmel was zeicha to another mice, Maisa Yodua, Eliyahu b'Har Karmel, where he fought the Nevi Habal, and he was zeicha to a nes golui. Schar, says the Medrash, they came running for Torah. But the Pele is as Nachash Tikl. And the Medrash continues, the Medrash says, and they even got something really special. And it says, by Matan Torah, the Aseres Hadibus open, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Once, Onoichi. Hatovoi got the Onoichi twice. Like it says in Shiras Devaya, Onoichi Lashem, Onoichi Oshira. Double Onoichi. That's a chelik of the schar of Hatovoi. And Har Karmel, it says, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. And on Har Karmel was said, Hashem Hu Elikim, twice. double amira to his one amira. That, says Sayyid Chazal, was a chelek of the schar v'hatova v'hakamel. Lepele ha'dova. What's the schar v'chalal? Secondly, why two? And thirdly, what type of comparison is it? Anoichi Hashem Elikecha, the opening of Aseret HaDibrois, to Devera HaLeviya, Anoichi Lashem. Anoichi means Devera, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi Lashem. Anoichi Ashira Zemer Elikei Yisrael. What type of comparison is that? In the Perek Yud Beis, Shmais, by Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayom Hashem Al Moshe Val Aaron Be'eretz Mitzrayim Leimai. Rashi brings, the Dibur was always said to Moshe, once said to Aaron. Here it says, El Moshe ve'el Aharon. Rashi comments that because they were Tereach v'yogeya b'geulas Mitzrayim b'yachad, kololoi Aharon b'dibur. He was kolel Aaron in the Dibur too. There's a machlokes mufarshim how to learn this Rashi. Some learn the Rashi al pi a medrash Tanchuma, which the mufarshim say pshat in the medrash is this way. The medrash says avada the dibur was to Aaron alone, to Moshe, to Moshe alone, not to Aaron. Of Aaron HaKohen was a novi. He was a novi kavua, and it wasn't fair to treat him as kiilu. He's someone that doesn't count. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the man for the job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do Gulas Mitzrayim. Abba Aaron was special. Kololai B'dibur doesn't mean he got spoken to, but he could have been spoken to. Ro'oi Lekach. Medrash Tanchuma. Some learn that in Rashi too. Abba the Zoran in Drosha Saran, Drosha Shlishi, the Ran has two Dvarim Nifloim. The first one is Be'emes HaRoiv M'Farshim learn in Rashi. And that, he says, is Be'emes, that klal, that Hanema Lamaisha was Nema Lamaisha alone, is a klal after Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was Nema to Moshe alone. During Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were Shutfim. Shutfim get it Be'yachad. And at least some of them were done together, as this one, and we've learned that way in Rashi. But the Ran has a second teret, a dover nifla b'yoyser, which is shayfech or in many, many other areas. And the Ran says like this. The Ran says, the Pasuk says by Moshe, after he fought and he said he didn't want to go, shlach no b'yatishlach, 7 days, he pushed off. He was scared that he was pegea in Aaron HaKohen. He was being pegea by. He's old, my older brother, he's the Navi, why me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, you don't understand Aaron HaKohen. Ve'ro'acho ve'somach ve'liboy. He'll be emes be happy for you. You understand that? Otherwise he'd have been right, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Do you understand how happy he is, what a heart he's got? He's happy for you. He's okay. Zok Duran, ve'ro'acho ve'somach ve'liboy was a schar for the fact that he was happy that Moshe's younger brother got this job. Chaim Shmulevitz is Moshef. That Urim v'Tumim needed Ruach HaKodesh, Gemara in Yuma, u'lachol ha'deis, somehow, more or less, Ruach HaKodesh was involved. U'chaim Shmulevitz is Moshef, that this Ruach HaKodesh wasn't just a man of great standing, which Avada he was, but he had to have great caring too. Otherwise, he could put the letters together badly, he wouldn't get the Siyata Dishmaya to get the message right, and he wouldn't be able to help the Shoyel. He had to have a heart for that. Aaron HaKohen earned it. Ve'ro'acho v'somach be'liboy leik she'somach simchas ochiv. Will understand the shayel. He'll naisei ha'urim v'tumim al liboy. Then says the Ran, the chidush nifla. He says that omnom kein. That askar legabe the simcha of his brother. But he had the right, Aaron, to feel hurt. Good as he was, he could have felt, why did they pass me? Why was I bypassed? I am the older brother. There's no taina that I've done anything wrong. I am a novi kavua. Why was I bypassed? That kina, there never was. That taina never came. And so there are chidush. Even if bypassed, and one has no say in the matter, but one could job could have come to me. Maybe should have come to me. And one takes it, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs his world, doing it his way, and one takes it, maskim, ledinei shamayim, and leaves it, b'li taina, one earns a secondary schar. Isa the dover godel, he got a secondary schar, me'en, what was passed up, will be given. What was passed up? He'll be the Nabi for Geulas Mitzrayim. The first Dibor, says the Ran. The Ran, the Dibor of the Chiyuv, of the Din, of Pesach, which was the opening of Geulas Mitzrayim. The final schos of Geulas Mitzrayim was said to both. This and this alone. All Diborim, even Yetzias Mitzrayim, was said to Moshe alone. The first one was said to both. Aaron had earned it, and he earned it because he didn't complain about being passed over. That's his chiddush. Umeila, there comes out a mayudiki aside from this ram, that in a matzah when one is passed over, then there's a chance to earn two types of schar, completely different types of schar. One type of schar that's possible is the schar be'etzem, as was handled, and he received his varach of a somach belibai, and a secondary one, which will be me'en, whatever he gave up. What could have been his, what should have been his, what he thought would be his, and he passed it off, that will become his. And that's why he got this dibur alone of all, El Moshe ve'el Aaron, because of the way he passed things over. Nidmeh, that this Ran helps us understand the schar of HaKarmel v'HaTovoy. There are two schar over here. There's a double schar. There's a schar be'etzem, which is mechayev, the understanding that they did something right, not something wrong. They came for Torah, they want to put themselves out for Torah. Tall as they were, they ran for it. By Carmel trusted, the river for it, went to the sea for it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, for this you'll be zeicher, you wanted kiddush shem shomayim, you meant kvaida shel Torah, v'kvaida shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be allowed that on you will take place a great kiddush shem shomayim. And that was a schar, straight. How Carmel got its schar with the Nevi Habal, how Tovay got its schar, the great nitzochon of Baruch and Devorah. But there was a secondary schar. They'd passed something up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went on. They never complained. They took it. Maybe they stayed for Matan Torah. It doesn't say anymore. They went back to wherever they came from, however they traveled. I don't know. They went back the way they came, and they went back Rim Kaimon. There is no taina. Nothing was said and nothing was done. You passed over, Beli Klum. Me'en, what you passed over will be yours. The Yalkut begins to darshan. What did they pass over? They gave up the rights to Aseres Adibus. They gave up the rights to these that were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'en of what was said would be said on them. Not because that's the Etzem Schar, but because that's for passing over a me'en of what they gave up. The first one was said was Anoichi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Anoichi Hashem, Anoichi Oshira. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Aleph, learns that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah asei. It's the first mitzvah, and he paskens that way in Yad HaChazaka, Hilchus Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. There's a mitzvah to know that the world has a cause, primary cause, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought everything into the being. He is the Metzias of all that brought everything to be as it is. That's the mitzvah Anoichi, the single Sibas HaKoyel, I am Hashem Elokecha. Of Anoichi is a mitzvah la'atzmai. The Yamam in Halacha Be'im mitzvah base in Sefer HaMitzvahs says there's a second mitzvah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that this Sibas HaKoyel, he is Echad. One, not two. There's no shutuf. There are no chalokim. It's a dover poshut. That a motor car made up of many parts put together that works nicely as one. One poshut, one single unit. Hashem Echad. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Paskins, brings both halachas, both mitzvahs. The Me'en of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am the single power, was said by man. The next thing, the shadow, the reflection of something similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great proclamation in the world, I am the single power, is when man has been zeicher to do something that is mamash a nes golui. A tremendous victory. They could take it almost to the point of the supernatural. And that was the victory of Neged Sisra, the Tzva Kanaan. They could have taken it for themselves. We're special people. There are people that would take such maisim and say, look at us, what we can do and what we have done. They didn't do it. Anoichi, I, all that I stand for, all that I've earned, all that I've done, the credit is Anoichi Lashem. I say all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi Oshiro, I will not say I did something special. I'll sing in praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's His. The unbelievable schus of how tova it was that they got a similar hachroz, a me'en, of what was said by Aseres HaDibros, that the power in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was said by man after a supernatural victory. Zehu Yad Hashem. Beloshen shel Anoichi, all that I stand for, the Mikaya Zeh. And that's how it was said. That happened as a me'en of what was passed over. The second part in Har Carmel, Anoichi continues, Hashem Elokecha. Two Shemas. The Shem of Hashem is not just Midas Rachmim, Midas Adin, but it's also the Nisim and Teva. Hashem Hu Elokim was a statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teva. It's all one. Hashem Elokecha was said on Har Sinai. I, the Balanissim, am Mashkiach on you. I run your lives and I run everything with you. Klal Yisrael, as a unit, in a Zman of Oivdei Avodah Zarah, in a Zman of Hester Ponim, Eliyahu HaNavi had fought with, taken the test with the Nevi Abal. He put himself online, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleini Hashem Aleini, and he came Yishomayim, his korban was taken, and Klal Yisrael of the time said, Hashem Hu Aleikim, Hashem Hu Aleikim was an understanding, me'en of what had been said on Har Sinai. Ganz klar Yisrael, in a Zman Esther, were to say the same thing. The me'en of the Aseres HaDibros that they passed over. This type of klal can be negeh in life. There are many things that we go through. Zmanim that we thought would run differently, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plan and his idea of how it runs. 8 years ago to this week, in Yerushalayim, Tovshin Samach Beis, 2002, the following began to unfold. Bar mitzvah was in a shul, I don't know which shul, but there was a bar mitzvah, not uncommon occurrence, and the Bach had prepared his leining well, very well. At least his haftarah, in many shuls over there, there's no kriyas haftarah, and there is, I mean, by the Bach himself, he just does the haftarah alone, he leins the haftarah. Everything was prepared, the family was there, it came Shabbos, Friday afternoon, people mamash there for the simcha. And then the mistake was found. The mistake, how this happened, eini musak. Anyone has a musak of a shul that runs mesudah will not be able to understand, but fact is stranger than fiction. There was another bocha that had come, and his family also arrived. And they were also for the 1 minion in this particular shul to his bar mitzvah too. He prepared his leining. There's only one maftir, there's only one aftira, there's only one kriya, and there's only one minyan. And they realized on that, going into Kabbalah Shabbos, that there were two where there was mokum only for one. So, as all in all good shuls, what is done is you go to the gava, who avada with his chokmah shloimoi, will be able to work anything out. And with his great wisdom, he said to the two boys, there is only 1 minyan over here, there's only going to be 1 minyan over here, someone will have to stand down. all yours.
Choose.
Whoever wishes to, maybe Mevata, we have no hakpada, we'll call up, whatever you decide is good, mekubal aleinu. You just work it out and tell us what you want to do tomorrow, it'll all work out fine. So the boys and the families were left discussing, ma yiye, ma yase. And one boy, and you have to know, they both had done it well. It's not the pshat that the one that stood down beside the Sheldava was 6 months beforehand and was getting out the preparation of his bar mitzvah, was done already, all he had to do was be clear about Torah. He had one stood down. One said to his father, look, I'm sure they'll be happy with it. Let him do it. I'll get an aliyah somewhere. They were ma'arechit ma'aid very, very much. And as a result, the ma'isa, that's what happened the next day. One of the two was called up. He had an aliyah. The other one had the maftiyah. And so the parsha was closed. The family was proud of their son that Omnam he'd been able to do what he could do. And he, the ma'isa, had stood down. And that was the end of the parsha. 4 years later, Tovchin Samachvov, the mother of this, of the one that had stood down, the mother began to feel severe chest pains. Started on the Erev Shabbos in the morning and continued on into the afternoon, hoped it would pass, went for rest, it didn't pass off. And they began to get worried. It's Friday afternoon already, the surgeries are closed, you can't find where to go. So they went to one of these after-hours places where one can go in, and the doctor that checked her there said that, I'm not sure. It is something, it's not something, how bad it is, I don't know. But I suggest you go to Shari Tzedek, go to the hospital, let them decide. I can't take a chayas on this, and I don't want to send you home. So they went to Shari Tzedek, they had to work out what to do with a large family. But they decided that with the mother would go the oldest son. He was now in Yeshiva Gedolah, he's 17 years old. And he would go with the mother to Shari Tzedek, and see what the mother would be, and the father went back to the family. So they went to Shari Tzedek, and till they could see people, until they had stopped Erev Shabbos, everything was done, took time. It's mamash closing on Shabbos. And the problem was, there were two doctors on hand, and each one had his own opinion, and the opinions were not the same. One said, it's sakona gedola. She needs a pacemaker fast. Something should really be done, not saying exactly when, but it's mamash amatzav mesukan ma'id, has to be moved. And the other doctor said, look, no, get them so worried. It's a problem, but not that much of a problem. And of course they wanted to hear what the family had to say. And the bacher was left trying to know what he was supposed to say or do. His mother couldn't really take the achrayas on it. He tried to get through to his father and he couldn't. It was getting later. They hadn't dreamed he'd be left with this type of dilemma. And this was where he's standing on that Erev Shabbos. He hears there's a to-do in the hospital, that another part of Eliashiv, the Razayin Gadzun, to be brought to hospital. He'd also been suffering, been weak, very weak in that tkufa, and he'd been brought into hospital too. And with Rafati had come with him, others had come with him, and he was checked over by the head of the department, and when they finished doing tests with the Eliashiv, he said to him like this. Be'etzem, he says, the Rav could go home. I didn't find anything, certainly nothing that warrants, medically speaking, telling the Rav to stay in hospital over Shabbos. The Rav definitely can go home. However, if you ask my personal opinion, I would prefer if the Rav would stay just over the Shabbos. I'll repeat the test, Motzah Shabbos. And if it's then okay, then B'chavadah, please go home. No problem. But if on the small off chance that something would go wrong, over here we can move fast. I'd rather not have it on my achrayah sending the Rav home. What will happen if Eliashiv agreed to stay in hospital? Eliashiv was in hospital in Shari Tzedek on that Shabbos. The Bacha here, so Eliashiv's in the hospital on Shabbos. Ein of Ayu, place a Kadayr. Just simple. Let's go, I'll go into Eliashiv, ask him the Shaila, and he'll tell me what to do. Until he went near the wall and saw there was no way he was getting in anywhere. He wasn't going to be allowed in. He won't be able to do anything. He was there to rest, not to have Kabbalat Kahal. He was desperate. It was Erev, Shabbos, Parshas, Yisroel. 4 years later on from his Bar Mitzvah. This boy had been put himself into, after his Kriyas HaTorah that hadn't worked, he'd put himself into Kriyas HaTorah. Certain parshas he knew and knew very well. It dawned on him that he, one way to get into that sealed room. He goes over with full of confidence to Rav Efrati. This minyan that you're going to make tomorrow morning for the Rav, you have a balkaya? And he looked at him because they did not want people from the outside coming into their minyan. Who knows what's going to happen? Me'idach, and he cashed in immediately. A balkaya kriya muhuderes, well done. Mama should know everything, all the right pronunciations, the chop, the works. Mama's kriya muhuderes. That was too much. So he said, okay, you can come. Shachri says, listen, this time, you can come. Don't say it to anyone else because of the kriya. He came the next morning, he was there on time. And he knew if he was in, somehow, he's going to have to work this one out. But first he did his job. And he did his job as well as he could. He leaned like he'd leaned no parasha. He leaned beautifully. He leaned Mehudar Be'emet. Kol Parshas Yisrael. He leaned the Haftarah. And when davening was over, Eliashiv was very makitayv to the Bacha. And he wanted to say a shakayach to him. And he went over and he said to the Rav, my mother's here in hospital. The two doctors, there's a machlokes between them. I don't know what to do. Can the Rav please tell me what I'm supposed to do? One doc says, mamash mesukan, sakonos nefoshes. Maybe we have to move quick. I don't know what to say. And the other one says it can wait. What's the Rav, what would the Rav advise me to do? He'd done his shaila. Her Eliashiv said to him, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you. I can do you one favor. You've done a great favor. I'll do one favor for you. The head of the department comes to see me. I'll ask him a favor. Would he mind going, tell me where your mother is, tell me the name. I'll ask him, would he mind going over to look over this patient and give his opinion, head of the department? That's exactly what happened. He came out to see Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv asked him to go over. He went, he was baidik, and he was maskim to the doctor that said it was sakon. He said, she needs a pacemaker, and she needs it fast. And he said, I will do it. Within 48 hours after that Shabbos, she was home with a pacemaker. Everything was beseder. It had all worked out beautifully. Let's just go over this in essence and watch the Ran in real life. Over a four-year span, he gave up his kriya. The Maharal says in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis, where it's Negei the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shalino called Kovod Zevose, Nesinas Kovod is Chaye HaAdam. It gives life, and when it wasn't, there can be a problem. The boy had stood down and he'd given a chius to another mishpacha. He was Zoyche B'Tmura that when his mishpacha needed it. From the parents of the mishpacha, he was allowed it back. He was given zeh mul zeh. But the Ran says that when one passes over something, me'en of what gives up will come back. He gave up Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Yisroi, to a tzibur. He was zeicha to Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Yisroi, to another tzibur. And he was allowed it back. And as that oifen, that was not only be'emes, something be'harocha gedayla, they were very marich, his kriya, but allowed him as the key, the mafteach, to open up the great zechus that was necessary to allow be'emes to help to his own mother. To a limud godel and a maisa that we can be thrown into because these things are never planned. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu works out his world. One should, we see from the Schar HaTov VaHaKarmel, it's Yitochin, that Davka in such Maisim, handled well, the Rebbein Shem Be'emes has just planned what the other one has to get, he has to get. But for the ones that came along, he's planning, handle it right, handle the situation well. There is untold Schar that's available and available to anyone and everyone. The Rebbein Shem should be Mezakeh all of us, be Yeshuas v'nechomas, beklal u'bifrat. Shabbos, a good day, a good week, and hatzlocha b'chol inyanechem.